Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. Hey, we are continuing our theme this week of living a life without limitations. Oh, how exciting, how thrilling it is to take the limits off of God. Wow. Now, let me read the scriptures that we read last week. Luke chapter 1, verse 38. For with God, nothing will be impossible. For with God, nothing will be impossible. We serve a limitless God. And then Psalm chapter 78, verses 40 and 41, talks about Israel in the Old Testament limiting God. It says, how often they provoked him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. Yes, again and again, they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They questioned God. They questioned his promise. And actually, they just totally threw aside his promise of giving them the land of Canaan. They said, hey, we're not able to take it. And they limited God. And that first generation wandered for 40 years in the wilderness until all the doubters and unbelievers had died off, except the two, Caleb and Joshua, who affirmed that they were well able to take the land. They took the limits off God. Yeah, there's giants there. There's great walled cities. But God said that he had given us this land. So if God said he's given us this land, we are well able to go up and take it. And they were the only two from that generation that actually got to go in to the land. Oh, my friends, we need to take the limits off God. You know, Mary took the limits off God, the mother of Jesus. For this passage that I read, Luke 1:38, for with God nothing will be impossible. That's what the angel said to Mary. The angel Gabriel, who came to her and told her that she was going to conceive in her womb and she would bear a son, and he would be called the Son of the Most High. And you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And Mary, who was a virgin, she said, how can this be, since I do not know a man? In other words, I am committed to my virginity until I am married. So how can this be? And that's when the angel Gabriel responded and said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And the thing that will be born in you and you'll conceive in your womb, he said, for with God nothing will be impossible. And Mary took the limits off and she said, be it unto me according to your word. I don't know how this can happen, but be it unto me according to your word. She took the limits off God. And our Savior, the Savior of the world, was born of a virgin because she took the limits off of God. Oh, God wants us to live lives without limitations. Wow. Let me just share you one little story today of an experience I had of how God, when we take the limits off, God will do, as it says in, I believe it, Ephesians chapter 3, the last verse says, that our God is able to do exceeding abundant above all we can ever ask, dream, or think. Many years ago, let's see, it's been about 19 years ago, Sue and I lived here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in a town called Euless, and it's nearby where we live now in Grapevine. But we had gone to a supermarket one day, and we just bought a few things, and we're in our car, and we're driving across the parking lot, and suddenly, Sue breaks forth in an utterance in tongues. Now, we believe in the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit that are talked about in the Scriptures, especially Paul talks about them there in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and actually all the way through chapter 14. And so this was a manifestation of tongues and interpretation, which Sue and I actually experience a lot. It is a prophetic gift. And so Sue suddenly, unexpectedly, we weren't praying or anything, but suddenly, unexpectedly, she burst forth in an utterance in tongues by the Holy Spirit. I immediately had the interpretation, which I spoke out loud, the time is approaching when you will be going to England. Wow. Well, you know, I thought, well, maybe somebody's going to invite me to come to England and preach. I didn't have any connections in England. I was not, didn't know it, really know anybody in England, so I really didn't know how this could happen. But, you know, that's my thought was, you know, maybe somebody's going to invite me to come speak somehow. Maybe somebody will read one of my books or something and come and invite me to preach. Well, not too long after that, a friend, a minister friend of mine, invited me to go to England with him because he had been invited to speak at a conference, and he had invited me to go along. Now, I appreciated the invitation, and I considered it and prayed about it and was like, okay, God, is this what you were talking about that day when you said the time is approaching, we'll be going to England? Now, you know, the situation was I was not invited to speak. I would just be a traveling companion for this friend and just accompanying him on his ministry trip. Well, the finances weren't available, and I really didn't feel in my heart that this was that I was to go, so I politely declined the invitation. And so I'm still looking to God for whatever it is that He wants to do. Not too long after this, I received an invitation to give a lecture at Oxford University. It was to be a part of a week-long series there of lectures. And I was invited to be a part of a discussion panel on Thursday night, and then on Friday morning to deliver a 90-minute lecture on how God has poured out His Spirit in church history. Now, this came about because of my book, 2,000 Years of Charismatic Christianity, which had gotten a fair amount of attention in Bible schools and churches and in seminaries and even in other countries. And so somehow this had opened the door. So of course my way was paid. I received an honorarium, and I had the great honor of giving of being part of a panel discussion and then giving a 90-minute lecture on the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in church history. And, you know, and I decided, well, this is what they've asked me to do. I am just going to let go and let it flow. And God worked, and at the end of my lecture, there were a number of people who came up for prayer, and Sue and I prayed with them, and some of them broke out praying in other tongues, and so we had a little mini revival there at Oxford University. Wow. And so, my friends, take the limits off of God. Here is a boy grew up picking cotton, chopping cotton, working in the hay fields of Northeast Texas, and now here I am. And I remember I was very shy growing up. And I remember someone asked my father, who was a pastor, said, and I had an older brother named Pete, said, do you think Pete or Eddie will go into the ministry? He said, well, Pete might, but Eddie won't. He's too shy. Well, may I go on record as saying that I have preached the gospel all over the world, throughout the United States. I have preached, India, Indonesia, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, Canada, throughout the United States, lectured in many colleges and universities such as Oral Roberts University and Christ for the Nations, Christian Life School of Theology, and Oxford University. My friends, and God's not through with me yet. Here I am with this podcast speaking to you about taking the limits off God, because God wants you to live a life without limitations. And I encourage you today, let your response be to God as Mary was to the angel Gabriel when he told her that something was going to happen with her that in the natural was impossible. She did not limit God. She said, let it be to me according to thy word, and she took the limits off of God, and the Savior of the world was birthed in her womb. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I thank you today for each person listening to my voice. Somebody needs to take the limits off God in your life and let God be God through you, and you will see God do amazing things. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. Check out my books on Amazon. On the website, there are articles. I hope you'll check out my blog called The 1726 Project, a very important blog with some incredible articles that will inspire you and give you hope for this nation's future and for the future of any nation where you may be watching. So you'll find the link to the blog on my website. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.